the clerk please take the roll?
23 yeas, 16 nays.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 338, judiciary amended, has passed the House on reconsideration.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move the effective date clauses.
Are there any objections to the adoption of the effective date? Okay, we were short. We were short the necessary 27. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the effective date clauses be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
The effective date clauses have been adopted. Still under unfinished business. Any further unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I have been asked to advise the body and, for that matter, the general public, so we'll be issuing a news statement or news release on this subject. Regarding the status of the House Judiciary work on the tort reform legislation, Mr. Speaker, as I think most members of the know, the committee has been working literally night and day. We've been meeting mornings almost every day. We've got Saturday sessions. We've got one scheduled, as a matter of fact, for tomorrow, Saturday, at 9 a.m. And our hope is that tomorrow we will be able to take all of the tentative decisions that we have been making for the last several weeks and see those in a tentative draft bill, which we will finalize tomorrow, so that we will then, beginning Monday, have a suggested CS that we can put out for public comment. So we will be holding teleconferences up till now, or for the last quite a number of hearings. Our teleconference has been listen only. During the period when we're inviting public comment, we will again, of course, use the teleconference network for public comment, because that'll be the purpose, for them to be able to comment on the product that we hopefully will have down on paper and available after tomorrow's meeting. We have scheduled 8 a.m. sessions for every morning next week. And I can't tell you at this time, because I don't know how much public comment there's going to be, how much agreement or disagreement there's going to be, what the final day next week will be when we'll be able to finally take a vote on a final committee substitute. But at least the tentative product of our work should be out on Monday morning, available for comment by members of this body and by the general public. And after whatever time it takes, we should see a final product coming out.
Under committee announcements, since we probably could be considered a committee of the whole, there will not be a floor session tomorrow for the very purposes of allowing the standing committees to work on House priorities and Senate bills. Representative Hurley.
Mr. Speaker, State Affairs this afternoon will not be hearing Senate Bill 209 because it has not been received. It was scheduled pending referral. We will hear again committee substitute for Senate Bill number 278, which was heard last week and finished up today.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Gruenberg.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Hess Committee today, as well as considering Senate Bill 251, Regulation of the Practice of Psychology, will also consider House Bill 313, Insurance Policies and Mental Health Coverage Required. That is was originally scheduled for yesterday. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, first, maybe under announcements, I want to take this opportunity to thank the City and Borough of Juneau for the flowers and the certificates of appreciation. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, I want to remind the members that it's our intent to come into session Monday at 10 a.m., not 11 a.m. I'd encourage members not to leave town unless they think they can get back by 10 a.m. Monday morning. And thirdly, Mr. Speaker, is a member of this House's birthday on Sunday, and since we won't be here on Sunday, I wanted to give a round of applause to Representative Duncan.
Representative Duncan, it isn't your birthday today.
Thank you, Mr.
Representative Duncan.
I didn't know Representative Clarkson was going to do that, but I do have a few notes for a floor speech prepared. Just, no, not really. I want to take this opportunity to make an announcement if I can. And many of you have received, I think all of you have received, the notice of the reception tonight for Representative Miller and also the dinner that follows. And I just want to remind you of that. Despite the nice weather, which we always have here anyway, that is going to go on. And it will be tonight in Centennial Hall. The reception is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and dinner is from 7 o'clock on. If you don't have tickets, you can still get those from either my office or Representative Clarkson's office. Or I imagine if you just show up at the door, you'll be able to get in, but maybe they won't have enough dinners prepared or something. But I would invite everyone to come down and give Mike a nice send-off here.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, in case there's any question, Representative Szymanski's birthday is May 23rd.
Representative Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Republican caucus, including the Libertarian caucus, and noticing some of the votes on the floor and all the Republicans that are voting with our Libertarian friend, we've decided to include him in on that. So we will have a Libertarian and a Republican caucus together jointly as a majority party situation. Thank you.
Relax. Breathe through your nose.
It will be tomorrow at the courtroom building on the sixth floor at 12 noon. Thank you.
Any further announcements of a general nature? Special orders?
You all want
Representative Szymanski?
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request permission of the floor to speak about birthdays and hostages.
Are there any objections?
Mr. Speaker, no, it's not my birthday, and I hope we're not around here on May 23rd to celebrate it one way or the other. I hope that's not an indication from the majority leader that we may be around. But there is another birthday that does occur today. It's a hostage bill, which is in the Senate. It's House Bill 186. It's an Anchorage Coastal Refuge bill. It's celebrating its first birthday in the Senate CRNA Committee. It's been there 1 year today. And I just wanted to let you know that the status of that bill, which passed this body 40-0, is there. And I promised that 1 year from the day it went in there, I'd have a little celebration. And that's what I presented here today. And I'll be passing on this cake to Representative Duncan when we're done today. But let me just tell you that that legislation, if not passed, will have some significant impact in the form of no definition to the boundaries of the Potter Marsh Refuge, no management plan developed for the Potter Marsh Refuge this next year or into the future, no protection for the existing refuge. And let me tell you, I've received over 1,200 inquiries on that. Unanimous support for that legislation. Yet, what I would term no less than cheap political maneuvering is being holding that hostage today in the Senate. And I'd hope that one way or another, it comes to an end and it moves. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Will the House come back to order? Representative Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While we're talking about hostages, since the gentleman from Potter's Marsh brought it up, he's been sitting on House Bill 461 now for about 45 days or so in the House Finance Committee. It had unanimous due passes going into finance, and I think maybe he should let it out. Thanks.
Does anybody have objections to that special order speech? Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, in the midst of all this frivolity of Friday afternoon, I come to insert a note of realism with regard to excessive regulation. May I speak?
Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. Speaker, the other day we had my bill, 417, which was narrowly defeated twice after considerable lobbying by the governor's office. against it. It had to do with the Department of Environmental Conservation and doing away with one small regulation. Today I've received a letter, which perhaps other members have received also, from a professional engineer in Seward. And he takes considerable exception to DEC. He says, in part, this letter is the end product of over 2 years of frustration. Today, that's April 29th, I am filing a subdivision plat in direct, open violation of DEC's regulations. I am doing so deliberately in defiance of an obstinate, impersonal, ineffective bureaucracy. Said plat is not deficient in any respect. It is simply impossible to obtain the requisite DEC, quote, approval, unquote, in a reasonable time, regardless of how much effort is made to do so. He says further, one plat is not the subject of this letter. One plat is simply one small example of consistent frustration experienced over the past 3 years. I have practiced engineering for almost 20 years. I have never before dealt with a state agency so poorly managed. He states further, figures I have seen indicate Alaska normally sees $50 to $100 million in sanitary construction projects annually. This would indicate a design budget of $5 to $10 million. For that amount of engineering, an agency review budget of $500,000 to $1 million would be ample. Please compare these figures with DEC's proposed fiscal 87 budget, which indeed is in the neighborhood of $16 million. He says further, it is apparent that DEC's primary problem is, quote, too many cooks, unquote. He offers his assistance by saying, I understand some legislators have considered overhauling DEC. If I can be of any assistance towards that end, please contact me. Mr. Speaker, this is the same sort of response that I have been getting on this matter for at least the last year, if not the last year and a half, long before I was a legislator. DEC is a prime sore in the state bureaucracy. It must be changed. There is a bill in the Senate to disperse its functions among various departments. Whatever is done, something must be done with DEC. It is running amok, it is not doing its job, and as you can see from this letter, which was totally unsolicited, I certainly don't even know, nor have I ever heard of this person before. But things are bad in DEC. They must be changed.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Davis, excuse me.
Yes, I do have a few remarks, Mr. Speaker. Now, they'll be brief.
Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak about a rather tragic event that happened in Fairbanks, and I actually would hope that I could address more members of the legislature on this, but I'd just like to read a couple things that happened. It was in April 30th newspaper, and it's about Carmen Dorr. She says, Carmen Dorr knew her husband, Jack, would kill her, but she could do nothing to prevent it. And there was a series of events that happened with the judge restricting his contact with the family. There was incidents where he was calling the radio stations indicating his wish to kill her and the kids. He wrote letters to social services agencies about his plans. He had been committed to a psychiatric ward of the hospital and was released. He had been charged with a warrant several days later. And he had called the troopers, or she had called the troopers many times. But in spite of all that, she was killed along with himself. And I guess my comments were that I hope that as we continue our budget deliberations here in the final days, that we realize that the social service agencies are safety nets for some of our citizens, and some of their very lives are dependent on budgets that are going to be allocated to them, and I just wanted members to take that into consideration. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday.
Any objections? 10 a.m. Monday.